3.8 to go. They inbounds to Hershey. Hershey to the half-court line. Let's it fly.
Good! Good from half-court! Oh, what a shot by Hershey to close out the third quarter of play. Nothing but net. And the Raiders lead it 47-44.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And maybe you're listening on your phone, or maybe you're listening online at WEOL.com. Now, Coach, you remember that shot? Because I don't. What game was that? Half-court shot by Hershey.
I was just thinking the same thing. I don't remember it, so I don't know. I'm sure you screwed up on the defensive end, and I'm still thinking about that, so can't remember.
Well, of course, that was a Columbia highlight coming out. We're thrilled to have with us here at the head table the head coach of the Columbia Raiders, Larry Babix, to talk about another upcoming season for the Columbia Raiders. And, of course, they have experienced a tremendous amount of success over the past few years. And, Larry, it was interesting to hear John Rossitano, our previous guest, talk about the fact that now they aren't coaching a team year to year. They're coaching a program. Same type of philosophy now at Columbia. They've had several years of success in a row.
Yeah, I mean, we really like our guys this year. You know, we don't really set goals out, but, you know, every year we expect to compete for the conference. And, you know, I think we got some good news for our tournament draw. We're going to be down in Worcester this year, so it's a little bit more.
Yes!
It's a little bit more of a chance.
Let's You're not at the St. Joe's Invitational this year?
Yeah, with Beachwood and Warrenville wow. Heights, Elyria Catholics out there, Lutheran West. I mean, everybody, you know. So
that is good news.
Yeah, I mean, so we're finally going to be a little bit. I mean, I know that's a long, long way down the road, but the guys are excited just to get out of there for, you know, a year or two is. Give yourself a chance.
Talk a little bit about this team. Of course, in the Forecast magazine, which comes in Wednesday's Chronicle, but I mentioned in my preview article you got a great player in David Delahunty. Is he kind of the focal point and then everything builds around him?
Yeah, absolutely. David's super talented. I mean, he's a great player, gym rat, smart kid, just a phenomenal offensive player. I mean, inside, outside. So, yeah, I mean, we build everything around him. I mean, teams are going to have to probably take him away, obvious. And we think we got him surrounded with enough guys that can help him. But, yeah, he's definitely our focal point. And, you know, we'll go as far as he's take us.
And some other players, some guys that you bring back or either brought up from that JV team or a freshman team?
Yeah, well, we still have some guys with some decent varsity experience. Justin Takiti, Taylor Beck, Jordan Delisle, those guys are seniors now. Taylor, sorry, is a junior. But they got a lot of varsity experience, and we're excited. We got some newcomers that, you know, have played pretty well this summer and, you know, early of this season, you know, our practices and our one scrimmage have looked pretty decent.
How has the early season gone with the football team making the playoffs? I would imagine a small school like Columbia, you probably share some athletes that take a little extra longer to get ready with the success of the football team.
Yeah, we have, I mean, basically right now we got 9 varsity guys. You know, obviously we dress some of the JVs, but the only guy we've had was David. So we had, you know, everybody forgets about our soccer program. We had two starters off that team.
Okay.
And, you know, they ended at the same time. They were a game away from state. So the guys, you know, we're used to it without sounding cocky. We expect the football team to be in the playoffs. You know, soccer's been pretty successful as well. So you just adapt. I mean, you don't have a lot of time. We feel we're behind, but what are you going to do? I mean, it's basketball season. You got to get ready and you got to play.
Talk a little bit about what sort of style you anticipate from your team this year. What type of Columbia Raider team will we see?
We're going to get up and down. I mean, it's the style the guys like. This team reminds me a lot of my first year with Zach Stopper and Jacob Simon.
Yep,
and Nelson Osgood. Now, we don't have that talent. There's a difference. But that mentality of, you know, all these guys think they can score, which is good. They can't, but they all think they can score. So, you know, we're about being aggressive. We don't want them thinking. So, I mean, you'll see. There will be times we're just going to look like crap. I mean, honestly, and then there's other times we're going to put, you know, some really nice runs together. But, you know, they're confident. We just want to play hard. We don't go full court. We're not big at all. So, You know, we're really, really striving to get these guys in the best shape possible, so we're working extremely hard. And, you know, we'll see. We got four scrimmages in the next week, and then, you know, I'll know a lot more about us in about a week. Yeah.
Coach, coming off last year where you competed for the conference, a couple games shy of Lutheran West, how do you see the league this year?
The league's going to be our side of it's, you know, still going to be really, really good. You know, Clearview's loaded. I mean, they got that whole team back. You know, we had a conference media thing last week, and, you know, John was talking. We all got up. We all said our thing. But, you know, John was very, and I'm sure he'll touch on it if he's here tonight, he was very, you know, displeased how his season went. And but, you know, there's just so much talent there. John, Coach Walsh, I mean, you know they're going to put it together.
Well,
so,
I don't know if we'll be that good. I could just hear John.
Yeah, well, you tell John I told him. I'm picking him, so it's on him. So, no, but they're really, really talented. Lutheran West is, you know, they're really hectic. I mean, the way they play with their new coach, I mean, they shoot a ton of threes, get up and down. You know, he was coached by Argeno, so that's how he wants to play. You know, Oberlin, Kurt's got some nice young kids that should probably be ready to go. And Fairview's got a good coach, came more from the girls' side. And, you know, I don't know a lot about Brooklyn. So, I mean, our side of it's going to be, you know, pretty interesting.
Can you just talk about opening the season with the tournament, playing that it's a Friday-Saturday, the Habitat DeFranco tournament? I would imagine that's really is a good thing, and it gets you set for the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's that tournament and our non-conference really prepares us for our, you know, for our just our conference in general. But that tournament, I mean, Midview's got – he's got his whole team back. You got EC and Keystone in it, but – you know, you can't worry about anybody but Midview right now. And, you know, they're in the same boat we are. They're getting, you know, most of his guys, I'm sure, are football guys, that, you know, unless there's changes. And, you know, you just go into the unknown. You don't have tape. You don't have anything. You got an idea. But we're really, really excited to play. I love being in those tournaments. There's nothing like it. It reminds me almost of the end of the year, but you get to see where you're at. And, you know, like I said, we'll definitely be tested that whole weekend.
No doubt. Hey, we appreciate you coming out tonight. Always a pleasure to sit and talk basketball with you. And as you know, I love watching your teams play. As you said, they get after it. So we'll see you a week from Friday. We've got the DeFranco tournament, so we'll see you over at the Kabuski Gym.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Thanks
appreciate
for having
it. Thanks, Larry. Thanks for coming out. Larry Babix, he's the head coach of the Columbia Raiders, as he joins us here at the table. And, again, we've got all sorts of coaches that have made their way over to Wolfie's Bistro and Pub. Stop on out. Pay us a visit. We'd love to see you. Come and pay us a visit here at Wolfie's. And again, if you can't, we're glad you've dialed in. It's our annual preview show presented by Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford. And, of course, we are live at Wolfie's. Glad you've dialed in on AM 930 WEOM. Maybe you're listening on your phone. And, Rob, you can listen online
at WEOL.com.